The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. It's Tuesday. My name's John Holmberg. Barely, there's Brady. Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. Here we go. Brady calls me. I don't know. It was like 4:45. You text me. That was a long that was a long haul.
Yeah, it was 45 minutes.
I was about to step out the door, and you text and said that you were stuck on the 60 in some mess, some wreck. I just walked in a minute ago.
I still have no idea. It's got to be a doozy.
Yeah, it would have to be. I mean, you were literally in there for probably 40 minutes. Because from the time you text me to the time you walked, unless you did what I always, maybe you took my advice. Big wreck on the 60, and Brady went over and had some pancakes. I'm always saying that. And when those wrecks on the freeway that everybody knows about, you call. I'm not going to make it. I'm stuck right behind this goddamn tragedy. I'm stuck. I'm furious. Everybody's like, everybody understands. Then you waddle off to Joe's Farm Grill and get yourself some bacon. And
it was very close. Yeah, it was like, I'm not even going to make it on the first break. I'm going to get lit up. I might as well just turn around.
Let's go
and
get some food. Go get a treat. Nothing worse than that. Can't move.
I got caught in the taint. In between exits.
Oh.
And it just stopped for 15
minutes. The wreck in the exit. Oh. Yeah. That's when I love
then
watching.
I had to work over five lanes.
When people flip out in that moment, and like you'll see some guy just go, "That's it," and he just drives up on the side of the road and causes more trouble. Those are the fun ones. I'm fascinated with what's about to happen in 17:17, Brady. 17 minutes and 44 seconds.
The launch of the penis.
The launch of the big dick. The Austin Powers joke machine is about to go flying into space. This big penis that Jeff Bezos has designed, the phallic symbol. That will fire itself 66 miles into the space is about to go up in 17 minutes. And I got it up on the TV here just to watch that thing because it is the joke that Austin Powers did every time, every episode, every movie that they did for Austin Powers had, what is it? Johnson, what is it? You know, that it's he designed a dick. And it's going to go shooting into space. And I think firing the dick into the space is my favorite thing in the
world. I love on the corona, the dome of it. It says no step.
you can't step
like,
on that.
How can you step on that? And then if right. you are, does that mean it's fragile there? It's shallow?
I don't know enough about the big dick spacecraft to help you with that. But yeah, you know what? Any spacecraft that has words don't or no, I'm gonna go ahead and say the engineers must know something.
Yeah. Like,
that might be a... You know, the Achilles of the big dick.
That'll loosen the tile up.
So on this big dick spacecraft, Jeff Bezos, his brother Mark, that lady, that old lady, the 82-year-old woman, Willie Banks.
Wally Funk.
Wally Funk. There you go. I like Willie Banks.
I do, too.
Wally Funk. I got all the letters, the number of letters.
The last name might have
Wally
been
Funk
right.
sounds about right. And then an unknown 18-year-old billionaire son. Whose dad donated $28 million to go and then says, I don't feel like it. Can my boy go? This thing is built for trouble. You've got the dude with the biggest company in America on there. You've got a record for the oldest person in space. You got a record for the youngest person in space. And then the brother of the Bezos. So, I mean, Amazon's got its fingers crossed. That this thing isn't the worst nightmare ever. And honestly, that's why we would watch this. I'm not one of those people that celebrates, like, yay, we did it. I'm happy if it goes up without a hitch, but this thing screams to me potential problem.
Are there classes?
Yeah, that's exactly what we should have done. Yeah. We should have life insurance Bezos from a distance because.
Imagine a payoff.
Oh, and Andy's shooting at 66 miles, which is just, again, it's a dick for a reason. This has become a swinging dick contest between billionaires, so he built a bigger dick. and he's going to push his dick deeper than Branson did. This is a
11 more miles higher.
This is
deeper.
He's
taking it to the base.
He's taking it thick in. He's going to make space squirt.
Space base.
It might rain today because space is squirting. That's a big
space
deep
is
going to
get
ship.
Pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. It's Tracy Morgan. Yeah.
I'm going to get you pregnant, space. Here I come.
So I'm fascinated with this stuff because, again, this is just passing us by as if it's normal. This is citizens in space. This is our lifetime. I mean, I talked to a guy the other day. I don't know. He must have been in his 70s. And we're chatting. And he said, when they went to space in the 60s, I mean, the whole nation stopped. Like, everything about the United States of America stopped. Like, they all stopped to watch. There are very few people who are, like, not interested, going to go do something else. You know, like, today it would have been like, don't care. You get a load of those Jay Cutler moments of people who are, they're better than everything, and they're not interested in any of this stuff. This is a moment. I mean, this and the Branson
you said,
thing.
Like, in school, every classroom,
school.
You had your CDs
stopped.
Up or your...
Stopped. Yep. And that even happened with the space shuttle. I don't know if you were in college, probably. I was in fourth grade, third grade when that thing went up.
Yeah.
And stopped. Like, everything was like, we're going to watch this. This is a big deal. I mean, you got to remember, that was only like 13 years removed from the moon stuff.
I think we were at Rhodes, too. We got TVs in the rooms because that's when the Challenger happened, because it was a teacher on there. So
that's right. And the Challenger went up. And I remember this was a bit. And now we're just firing people in there and we don't care. Like, it's great. This is, oddly enough, like Pan Am. This is what they're doing after they discovered, we can fly. Let's start toting folks around. And the danger involved is insane. But this changes everything. If these things keep popping off with success. This space travel thing. And again, I've talked about it before. How great would it be to say, spend an extra $5,000, I can go up to space and then we'll land in Hawaii. Like, when they figure this out,
it'll be an excursion.
It'll be a little
visit over there.
It's like going on a cruise.
Yeah.
And my aircraft fires me off into space for a little bit and then we hop down.
We'll port at Space Island for
right,
a day.
Maybe. Eventually they'll have a Space Island. I don't think I'll be alive to see Space Island, but look at the size of that dick. That thing is ridiculous. Donkulous.
Branson wins on design alone.
Oh, man. I would so much get into Branson's cool little eagle than that giant penis.
Is that is that graphics on the side, or are they painting it black now?
Oh, no. It's the BBC of space. It's the Blue Origin.
That's the logo of some sort.
Yeah, it's the name of this thing.
Yeah, boy, there's a huge painted vein, too, on the side.
For me, yeah. I can't wait. Until the parachutes fire out of the back of it, because there'll be two gigantic parachutes. And when that thing comes back to Earth, it's going to look like it's impotent and its balls are up behind it. It's going to be – it's a ridiculous design.
I think the kid has a window seat.
Oh, yeah, 18 years old. This prick is pissing me off to no end.
Dude, how long is this going to take?
I had dinner with my dad last night, and my dad did very well for himself. I'm proud of the old man. But he didn't do the, hey, guess what I got you. For my birthday, I got dinner at Buck and Ryder. What's this kid get for no reason at all? A $28 million space ride he didn't earn. You have to earn these. You can't be the youngest person in space ever first and have a comp. Like, you didn't do a thing. Like, he's not even interested.
Dang it.
Yeah.
How long's this going to take?
He's just complaining.
Amazon sucks.
Like, all right, thanks a lot, kid.
Seriously, dude, I ordered some stuff. It's supposed to be in like 5 hours. 8 hours later. Amazon sucks. We're going to be back by 6. The game starts.
Yeah, we're going to watch a game tonight, right?
Dude, you and your stupid company always promise good times. You're always a few hours late. So give me back by 6, 9 Eastern, or else Amazon sucks. I'm reviewing it.
I wouldn't want an 18-year-old prick with a trust fund and a dad who can throw away $28 million sitting across from me. Bezos should have put his foot down. But he wants records. So, again, the Blue Origin dick swing. Hey, we got two records on ours. We got a youngest and an oldest. So now you know, what's his name? Branson. Richard Branson's probably going to have a live birth on his next thing. So we can have – nobody can top that. You got the very youngest possible thing fire out inside Virgin at whatever that spaceship he calls.
I think the next step these guys are going to do is just – start taking sections up and build a space hotel.
They have to. Yeah. It's a place to stop.
Yep.
That's what this is all about.
Yep.
That's the, you know, the The whole objective of this is to create an industry that dummies like Brett and me and you pay for. They want us to throw up, you know, and they're making it seem like we're going to get a deal because it's like, well, it's $28 million for the first. They're getting a kickback from Bezos. It'll just be on the thing. And then in a few years when it's $5,000 to just shoot up and come back, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. It includes a Prime membership.
Do you get that with
and
your
you Prime, Prime and a card? It comes with the TV, the Prime, the delivery. Oh, yeah. $28 million will get you that.
And you get an hour before Black Friday starts.
Right. But they'll drop those
or
prices.
Amazon Day.
It'll still be ridiculous, but it'll be like $20,000. You go to space. And then in a few years, it'll be like $5,000, and you can take a dick to space. Man, and this is going to be just, I mean, the parodies of this are going to be ridiculous. But it's going up in 5 minutes, so. Well, now it's at a T-15. It's at a hold. We're on a hold.
Yeah, it's been on hold for a minute.
Yeah, a couple of, all right. They're holding for 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Yeah, I'm fascinated by this stuff because I really do think this changes the game completely. This is a different animal because now, you know, like I've said, I think all the airline companies have to start thinking a little differently. Other billionaires have to get in on this. But I do love that the Branson Bezos, hey, we're friends. We're trying to do this together. And then they show the designs. And Branson took it seriously, and Bezos just made a dick.
Branson's plane is awesome,
and it goes up with that double fuselage lifter that takes it in there, and he shoots it off of that. This is an old-fashioned rocket. You're right. There's no step written all over that thing. Look up top. Who's walking on the top of it?
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh. Yeah.
Maybe that's for aliens.
Hopefully
they read English.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully
the translation.
Yeah, they've done it. They've translated it over in English.
We've been sending English up there for so long.
This gets me because I want to go. Like, this is fascinating.
If you had your 28 mil, you'd write the check.
I'd be on this thing right now. Yeah, I would be in there. And then I don't get it. Like, Megan talked to me about it, but years ago we were at the Grand Canyon. But she has zero fascination at all. I mean, look at what she's. I mean, she has her eyes don't work.
She's so, been to space.
Yeah,
her space ride.
All right. Well, low bar, very low bar. But the Grand Canyon, it was like 2016, sun setting. It's turning purple. It's the most magnificent thing in the world. My friend next to me, Mike, just goes, "Nature, man." I mean, it was a moment of humanity. He'd never seen it. And he just kind of whispers, "Nature, man." I'm like, I know. And then you just hear cutting through the air, "I don't see what the big deal is." I'm like, Jesus Christ. To everyone ever, one of the seven wonders of the world, this is a big deal. And you just crapped on it.
"I don't see what this big deal is."
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Lady fell off the edge.
It's all right.
South rim.
There it is. I mean, what more is there?
And you try to explain the Grand Canyon to someone at the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Like, you're not, what about this is like not magnificent?
I don't know.
And then the sun hits this level and it turns everything kind of this indigo. We hit a perfect day. Like the sunset was doing a show.
I guess it's pretty. I suppose.
You're really trying to make it a lesser than moment. So we're talking about this space thing and I'm like, I'd be on this in a heartbeat.
How long are you up there?
They started it.
Oh, they did. They got the countdown back.
They were working on the Vez.
How long are you guys up there?
They had a stencil more no steps.
Yeah. A couple people took steps. I'm like, what do you mean, how long am I up there? What do you mean?
Well, what? I mean, is it worth it?
To go to space, to see space, like, firsthand? I don't know. What are they up there, 2-3 minutes?
Forget it.
You're a crazy person. You're one of the first people to ever breach the atmosphere, go into space and look around. And see it firsthand instead of like from your backyard. You see it. You feel it. You have all the feelings of space.
When they get it up there in like 25
minutes. Like you're the person that can find, like you're the most unimpressed person of all time. Ever.
No big deal.
You think the dude that gave it to his son is getting more accolades for him? Like, I let the kid have it.
Do you think
he loves that story? Like,
oh, absolutely.
That's the kind of swagger you have.
Do you think the kid said, "What day?" when he gave it to him? "When is it? What day? Because I got stuff." You're going in space, goddammit.
Gummo's going to be on Twitch. I got to watch this stuff.
Gummo is going to talk about me. That's the difference, Dad.
I'm not training.
Who's on the ship with me? I don't want to go up there alone. I've got social anxiety. You know that. That's why I have to take the pills.
You're going on this spaceship, douchebag.
Can I bring my Xbox?
Well, that would be the worst if he's on his phone the whole time. Bezos had to keep telling you, now you're missing an awful lot.
Shut up, Bezos. Amazon sucks.
Oh, this would be
so great.
It would be awesome if he was Scott. It is. It's Scott from Austin Powers. You've got a petulant teenager, an old lady, and two billionaires.
Wally Funk is hot.
You have a bald guy, Dr. Evil.
Yep.
His brother, number one, Scott. And then, you know, Frau Farbissen is sitting over there who's been in part of this thing for 80 years.
Lies!
His abs, and you're flying around in a giant dick. This can't be real. The simulation is broken.
Did they show them in their outfits?
No, they're dressed
were
as
they,
sperm.
Like collarless?
They'd be
like
dressed
a silver?
That would be awesome if they're all, we're going to space now, and it's going to be magnificent. We're sitting up in Amazon in the air.
Number one.
What do you mean, hold 5 minutes? Shut up, Scott. Your daddy didn't throw $28 million at you, to bitch.
Amazon sucks.
You suck, Scott. There it is. The big dick in the desert. I can't get enough of this. Anyway, we're going to watch this thing go off. In T-minus 11. But it is. It's fascinating to me because it's a game changer.
Oh, I
it took my mind off of the Suns for a minute. Because I've just been hyper-focused on this stupid team. This morning I got up and I'm in the closet. I'm like, do I wear sun stuff or do I? Is it bad? I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're doing it. You've already got the Steelers that drive you nuts for 9 months. There's their spacesuits, not too bad. There's that petulant teen. There's Dr. Evil and his brother. This is clearly the computer glitch of the programming of humanity.
How that much added tail is his brother getting after this flight?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be like, hey, Wally Banks.
That's not my name.
Are we going to f*** space? That would be an awesome record, too, you know. Youngest, oldest people ever to f*** space.
Now, sit down, Scott.
Oh, f***, Bezos, Amazon sucks.
She's going to turn into Caleb from Shriners.
Yeah, she's going to go whole bone.
Oh, man.
Just bone.
They have to do it.
Powdered.
You
it
have
removes
to do it.
Yeah. From the body.
3, 2, 1.
Amazon sucks!
Shut up, you two!
There's your Raiders of the Lost Ark. Face to smile, the whole thing.
I would watch that all day. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't wear a Sun shirt today. I feel a little off on that.
I got you covered in Milwaukee. Sure. How great is that? That law firm? I forget.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, a guy emailed me and says he's friends with the dude who did it here in town. So a guy put up a billboard by the arena down in Milwaukee that says Go Suns with a beautiful design of a orange Phoenix sunset. It's gorgeous.
143.
Oh, that's right here by us, Brady.
Well, they have one in Milwaukee.
Oh, they got a 143 also?
Yeah.
Bastards. That's ours. Yeah, it's right there by the arena. I don't know any of it, but it's right there by the arena. And pretty cool. Ballsy move. If somebody bought a Go Bucks sign here.
That's coming. If
there's a game seven, yep. I would like to put the call out right now. I don't know if there's a button I hit or some sort of an alarm down in Maryvale, but the Cholos need to get on that in a second. Start spray painting that bad boy as fast as you can.
All the boards are taken.
I'm hoping that the Maryvale Home Depot will sell out of orange spray paint just in case some wise ass decides to go Milwaukee Bucks billboard on us, and we'll wreck one of the billboards.
Orderly, we got this. We got this, Mom. Don't worry about it. It's really easy to make Bucks something else. Don't worry about it. We got it, Holmes.
On all the little catwalks, you're seeing guys with arms.
You don't have to worry about it, player.
Covered.
They don't have enough Mexicans in Milwaukee to wreck our sign. Go Bucks. Good luck with that. Watch what we do to it.
But you got to sign it too, Splat. You got to make it. You got to make it your own. Anyway, 9 minutes away till the dick flies. What are other countries thinking of this? All of them are looking. You can't not look at this spaceship and go, wait a minute. I don't know what that is. America's got a big dick.
It's got to be. It's got to be a commonality.
Nobody's looking at this as like a miracle of, you know. And this is private industry. This is like McDonald's shooting them. I don't think people are really registering what's happening here.
Yeah.
Burger King is firing a rocket. I mean, that's essentially what it's private industry. It's crazy.
You know, Chancellor Merkel's looking at that thing like,
she's all over it. It's getting a little humor to all of us, right? Nah, that's just because you're staring at that giant wang on TV. It's about to launch itself deep into dark black space.
You got to wonder why, how Bezos didn't see that or anybody on his team going, it's a crank.
Oh, Bezos did it.
What's wrong with you?
On purpose. It might be why his wife left.
You're building that dick ship still?
Shut up. I'm Noah.
Look at his logo for Amazon.
Oh, Amazon's got a dick on the bottom. Nice curve, too. You notice the arrow is just a dick. Yeah, when it drives by. Yeah, it's kind of rounded. And
yep.
It's a nice.
Modeled after his unit.
It's a nice penis. He's got a fascination with him. And when you've got all that money, you can build dick stuff and people don't say a word. I'm sure somebody said to Mr. Bezos, could we make it a little less phallic? I mean, it's kind of obvious what's going on. It's a little Freudian, don't you think? No. The dick stays. All right. He's got all the money. He's going to build the dick ship. We have to let him fly it. So dick ship will go up in 7 minutes. We'll get that thing together. In the meantime, you give us a wake-up song because we're all on pins and needles that this ride could be over tonight. This is seemingly all-encompassing.
Oh, you're talking about Bezos. I'm
this thing's over in 7 minutes.
Grim Reaper over
here. That dick blows up. Wouldn't it be amazing if it was just a full out like Peter Northick? I don't want it to blow up, but like if it shot out the top first.
Oh, decorator.
Yes. a little celebration when they got up there.
Well, no, the problem when it explodes is that the head goes and it just erupts. And we're like, oh, that's a shame. But you guys all know what that looked like, right? Yeah, I hope not.
When it drops down. Does it automatically land like the
two parachutes?
Yeah, so the nuts
have balls.
Come out.
That's what we were saying. Okay. Yeah.
So his is like really old school. Like, I mean, with the parachutes and all that kind of stuff. And
well, the capsule I think will detach.
It's just the
head.
Capsule,
just the head. So when the head pops off the shaft, we get to watch that too. This is all part of
the
a
cork.
I'm telling you, man. If there's any reason you guys don't believe the Matrix nailed it. And that the Keymaster left and the simulation's running itself now. We've got dicks in space.
We see the shaft falling right now. The shaft is coming down.
We're fascinated by it. Here comes the shaft. It's going to splash down. Ooh, splash down right into the water. That's nice. Big shaft. A lot of water. Very big splash. It's making that weird noise on the way in. Anyway, so it's just weird to think that tonight this what seems to be a forever long run since May, the sun's doing their thing. Could just abruptly end. Just that's it. And for zeros, you know, second place. So you got to hope there's one more in us. You got to hope there's one more before we just end
what
this.
Kind of depression will the town
It's going to be anticlimactic, I think. The good news about the bandwagoniness of this year is that
that was fun.
You weren't long-term attached.
Yeah,
I compare this to like
if
you met some girl on Bumble and you hit it off and you ran for like 2 months and it was awesome and then you're like, she just left. You'd get over it pretty fast. The Sons of 93 were a 5-year wait to the championship. We were close 3 or 4 times with, you know, Kevin Johnson team and all. We built the relationship with it. We don't have a relationship with this team as a city. We've just jumped in. We moved in too quick is basically what happened. And when it ended, we're like, it's probably moved in a little fast. But hopefully, and if they win it all, they're legends forever. But if they lose, I can't imagine. I mean, there's going to be this false feeling of like, that just ended. Some people will still feel that pain.
But you'll have a lot more people involved in the draft now following that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're back in.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm in it. I was in it a little bit last year watching. NBA brought me back last year. Suns brought me back to the Suns this year. And you know, even talking to Suns officials, they're like, absolutely. This team didn't do anything to invite its fans back. We did a poor job for nearly a decade of telling fans go away. And you guys did in droves. And bringing them back, it takes winning. It takes a team you like. But hopefully, fingers crossed, because it just feels better. Even if you're not following the Suns, the city just feels better. When they were winning, it's great. And these last three games has been pretty brutal for like the mood. So a big win tonight, man. This place is on
Game 7 is going to be awesome here.
I like what you're saying, Brady. Game 7 is going to be awesome here. And Friday is going to be a puke festival. The whole place is going to be vomiting all over itself because we don't know what to do with the championship. The Diamondbacks kind of bought theirs. We didn't really have a long relationship with them, so nobody really had – you know, I grew up a Diamondbacks fan. I was a child. Didn't have that.
We're invested 40-something years.
This will be the first time. Nobody cared about the Diamondbacks when they won it. It was just kind of neat.
They did about a year afterwards. Like, what? We spent that much?
Yeah, they woke up with a bill, and New Year's Eve was a little more expensive than they thought. But, kind of worth it. But, yeah, it was a 3-year-old team when they won it. And you're like, I've been following them since 98. You know, it's 3 years old. You didn't have the thing, the childhood memories, the bad times, the close calls. You just had a championship, and it was fun, but it's not what this would be. And I can't imagine a city on the brink of a championship here after a game seven, and if it's like a close one, and it's heroics, and it's legendary, because it's been a good series, this city's going to lose itself. So, all right, let's get a wake-up song. This dick is about to go up. 2 minutes, 50 seconds till we have dick in space. God, that thing is goofy looking. 585-9800. That's the phone number. Let's all watch together, and then we'll chat about it afterwards. Hopefully this thing goes off without a hitch. And we'll scream it. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.